this Fed Recruit program is a pilot program. Who's doing it in addition to you and DHS working together on it?
So this has been a pilot program that the partnership has actually conducted over the last 3 years, and it's been a lot of different iterations on a lot of different topics. So we're also working with IRS right now on a pilot that looks at how they might be able to better assess candidates for positions. We've worked with the acquisition community before to look at how to appropriately and effectively bring on acquisition professionals, again, particularly at the entry level. So it's looked at a lot of different issues with a lot of different agencies. But we're really excited about the opportunity that we've been working with DHS over the past several months, and it's really a result of the president's executive order that laid out the new student pathways programs. And you know, Francis, I think you and I have talked several times about what the Pathways programs mean and the great potential that this actually has for federal agencies. One of the concerns that I've had over the past year, really, is how much federal agencies have actually done to get ready for the actual execution or implementation of the Pathways program.
Mm-hmm.
While they're waiting for the final regs to be issued. And here's a case where DHS has said, this is so valuable to us as a potential source of entry-level talent, but also the implications of and the process of thinking through what are the talent needs that we need going forward, that we need to be thinking about this stuff now and beginning to put in place a process and a mindset for how we deal with bringing talent on board mm-hmm. when the Pathways programs actually come down the pike.
Well, you kind of touched on one of my questions, and that is when you mentioned the acquisition focus. Are you focusing on particular career tracks more so than others, or are you focusing on the agencies that need the most help or come to you first, or how are you prioritizing?
Yeah. With this program over the last 3 years, we've kind of focused on issues that we've actually heard from and seen to be really vital parts. So, mm-hmm. you know, clearly acquisition was something we saw as a vital need. The acquisition community also said, you know, how can you help us? Nobody knows on a college campus in particular what acquisition or procurement is. Help us figure this out. Again, in this case with DHS, they were standing up a new student programs office in advance even of the final the proposed regulations on pathways being released. So mm-hmm. they were beginning to think about how we implement this when they come down the path. And we approached them and said, wow, this is a great opportunity not only to help DHS, but hopefully what we're going to be able to provide here is some insight and a guide or a guidebook that will not only help DHS figure this out, but also help other agencies figure this out as well.
Okay, there's one element of this that I want to ask you about, and you have some information about this program on ourpublicservice.org, and we have that linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Under the benefits of participating header, you have key benefits associated with participation in this program include, and there's four of them, and I'm going to list them all, but one in particular that I thought was interesting, a designated partnership coach and senior advisor, as well as interactions with subject matter experts. What kind of person is that coach that I would interact with to help work with the people in
yeah,
my
so the coach, Francis, is often somebody who's a fairly junior level staff member, but has actually some good insight into this, has a good understanding of what some other agencies are doing, and actually probably most importantly has a bent toward really solid project management, which is something that is oftentimes sorely lacking in trying to put together a project or an initiative. So mm-hmm. that coach really brings a methodology and approach that we can work with the agency on. And again, some of that, so who to turn to. So for instance, with DHS in looking at some of the issues that ought to be considered as part of a developmental program for one of the pathways programs or for any type of program that you're actually standing up or hiring program is we don't just spout this stuff off as if we're the experts, but they've actually got the contacts and know who the right people are. So with DHS, we did some benchmarking. We looked internal to DHS and said, in the office of the CIO, they've actually done a really good internship program there in cybersecurity. Let's actually talk to them, find out what they've learned, and have the others across all of the DHS components talk to them as well, figure out what's worked with that internship program, what hasn't worked, you know, where their pitfalls were and where their victories were. We also talked to folks like AOL, who's got a world class internship program as well, and said, "How do you do this at your organization? How do you put this first so that everybody, not just this isn't simply an HR issue, mm-hmm. it's an everybody issue."
Yeah.
We talked to the Department of Treasury and brought them in. So we did some benchmarking of some really class act organizations that do this right. To get a good semblance. That's actually something that the coach would actually look at it and say, who's doing this right?
Mm-hmm.
How can we learn so that collectively we can help the agency walk this through? We're not going to do all the work for the agency.
Yeah.
In fact, DHS, one of the brilliant pieces of this guide and the work that DHS is doing on their student pathways and other developmental needs right now is looking at this enterprise-wide. So they brought together HR folks, non-HR folks, folks from DHS headquarters, folks from the components. They've really looked at this across the organization to say, if we're going to make this successful,
mm-hmm.
both from an internship program perspective, from the recent grad program, even somebody that we're simply hiring at a GS-9 and we're bringing into a program, what's that developmental need that they have? How do we figure out what's the right mix of talent? That's all been discussed across the entire organization.
You mentioned you've looked at what's worked and what hasn't worked. Both before you started this program and now that you're a couple of years into it, what have you found are some of the lessons learned that somebody could take away?
Yeah, I think one of the key things, and again, we talked about this even in the countdown a little bit about talent management in general. Talent management actually has to be a priority of everybody in the organization,
mm-hmm.
leaders and HR alike. And I think one of the bright spots that we've seen, probably as a result of hiring reform, probably a result of some of this pathways conversation, probably the result of a lot of other things, retirements and reduced hiring needs or ability to hire. What we've seen, I think, is an increase in leadership and an increase in managers actually saying, this is actually something we have to play an active role in, and it's not simply people. And the quality of people isn't simply an HR issue. It's the effectiveness of our organization.